Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We go immediately to Las Vegas. Formula One. Jeff, a very good evening to you. A veteran of driving the Formula One track at Las Vegas. What are the people who are gathering there now to watch the trials and the big race? What are they witnessing? What does it look like? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Well, this race is one of those Formula One races that's held on a city circuit. In other words, it's not in a closed track that's built specifically for Formula One racing. And this is important because Formula One cars, you know, sometimes exceed 200 miles an hour on the straightaway. So you can imagine that happening on a normal speedway, but on a city street, that's something entirely different. Of course, it's been closed off and reconfigured so it accepts the race cars. But it's still quite thrilling to be out there in the night, in a Vegas night, under the neon and flashing lights that is the strip, and have these cars rocketing by at over 200 miles an hour. And this is one of the most important and most expensive and, you know, most lucrative sports in the world that there is. I mean, it costs billions each year to put these spectacles on around the world, certainly hundreds of millions at each location like Las Vegas. But this has been an opportunity. It's been increasingly popular, bringing people from all over the world, big money folks, big race car fans, to watch this spectacle. You know, it usually takes about a week to run everything through Vegas, and they have all sorts of side events that happen. But it's become now part of the Vegas story. These race cars that zip up and down Vegas's boulevards, past the hotels, past the casinos, past the big signs showing the showgirls or whoever the big entertainers are. And it adds to the lure. You know, you had this place that was one time known for the Rat Pack and, you know, Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and then Cirque du Soleil and all these other wild acts. And now Formula One is one of those wild acts on the strip.
And recounting for those who are joining us for the first time, you drove this track in the first year. What's it like, Jeff? I understand you stay within the speed limit, but still, what's it like?
Of course I stayed within the speed limit. Why wouldn't I? But it's exciting because the way they have the turns configured and you're thinking about, wow, this is where these guys open it up and it's over 213, maybe 215 miles an hour. And then they have to slow down to it feels like almost zero and turn here, make a sharp left and skitter through the course. And it really is amazing. It's both a tribute to the engineering behind these cars that are like, you know, rockets on wheels. And the drivers who are really one of a kind almost. I mean, they're a very unique set of athletes, engineers, drivers that are behind the wheel. And if you ever want to get a good picture of what it's like to live in this world, there's a series on Netflix about Formula One racing. And I think it's called Drive to Survive. And it is just so fascinating to see the world these drivers live in, how they prepare for this race. These guys are very fit. They don't have a lot of weight on them because, of course, every time you add an ounce, it helps to slow down the car, believe it or not. They have these giant necks because they have to put up with the G-forces, so they work out their necks. They look like almost like football lineman necks. And they have these very carefree, cosmopolitan, you know, man-about-town attitudes. So it's kind of interesting. It's a mix of modern-day athleticism and technology combined with those ideas of the old days of guys running around in race cars, stopping at French cafes, enjoying expensive champagne and hanging out with beautiful women.
Las Vegas has gone through a bad patch over the last year because of nickel and diming. There's reason to believe it's turning around. What do I see in this sign at the Excalibur Casino?
This is the Excalibur Casino, which is on the south end of the strip. It's considered a bit, you know, down ticket. When you go up the strip and you hit places like Caesar's Palace and others, you know, the Excalibur typically attracts a much lower income group. People go there to have fun and gamble and hang out with their friends and drink. And so something like this is a good step in that direction, because that's who Vegas has been starting to lose, is the people that came to Vegas for a good time, not just to show off for their Instagram pages or to be able to brag to their friends that they spent $1,000 a night on this nice suite in such and such hotel. But they're coming to the Excalibur. They're having a few drinks with friends. They're throwing some money down on the tables. Maybe they'll stay in one of the Excalibur rooms, which aren't as expensive as the others. And this is a step in the right direction. It's something Vegas needed to do quite a while ago. But I think they'll look at this and they'll start to learn and say, hey, yeah, we got to rein things back. We can't just be looking at quarterly profits if we want to be able to survive into the future.
Las Vegas has competition. Someplace near Bakersfield. What is it?
Well, Bakersfield is, for people who don't know, is about in the center of the state of California. Usually that's how people think about it. And there's Indian land there, reservation area, called the Tohono Reservation, the Tohono Tribe, actually. And they've partnered with Hard Rock to build a big casino there. Actually, it's twice as large as Caesars is in Vegas. It's 150,000 square feet. It has 2,000 slot machines, more than 50 live table games, you know, the ones we all see in all the casinos, and VIP rooms and high-end baccarat and you know, blackjack. So they're doing things in a very upscale way. You know, some Indian gaming areas are not like that, but this is certainly, wow, they've spent a lot of money. They've built big. It's very Hard Rock-ish. Hard Rock has these types of casinos around the country. And they have been attracting people like crazy. They had opening weekend this past week, and there were lines down the street, around the block, and far as you could see. I mean, just people were waiting to get in there. It's something that part of the state has needed for quite some time, because really you have to drive quite away for any other gaming.
Competition, and it's in California, on Indian land. That's why it's okay with Sacramento. Is that correct?
That's right. It's sovereign land, so they don't really have a choice. Now, they've had compacts between them and Sacramento about how many gaming tables, how many slot machines before, but I don't think that's really held up too much. I think the fact that Supreme Court has said this is sovereign land is enough for the Indian nations to do with what they want.
There's a scandal in Sacramento. It involves the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, who is understood to be presidential timber, his chief of staff. What's happened, Jeff?
Well, Governor Newsom's former chief of staff, Dana Williamson, kind of looked at one time as the godmother of Sacramento, or certainly out of the governor's office. And four co-conspirators were indicted about a week or so ago on 23 counts of bank fraud, wire fraud, and other things that happened during her time with the governor. And it's really raised a stink, and it's starting to bring a focus on what's gone on in not just the governor's office, but Sacramento as a whole. Now, that same scrutiny is being put on the attorney general, Rob Bonta, who was being looked at as governor. And he's dropped out of the governor's race because of all the attention he's getting for ways that money was spent out of his office on things that people are saying were unethical, maybe even illegal.
Palisades, there's an investigation underway as to why the fires continued to spread. Why wasn't dealt with directly by the fire department? Can you tell it in 30 seconds, Jeff? What are we looking at?
Well, orders came from, we now know that orders came from the state for the fire department to back off and leave the previously burned area alone, the burned area that rekindled, reignited, began the huge fire that turned into the major disaster out there. The governor said, no, we didn't do that. And yet video evidence has surfaced this week, showing a state worker, showing the LA Fire Department and telling them, you do not put this out. This is an area with some endangered plants and we don't want them to be damaged.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled out Marley's, Jane. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.